WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Abbott Elementary, the ABC mockumentary and workplace sitcom, premiered in December, and it just wrapped up its first season. Set in a Philadelphia public school, Abbott Elementary, the show follows a group of devoted teachers navigating the alarming lack of resources at the school's disposal. And some teachers have praised the show for getting it. Real teachers have praised the fictional show for getting it, representing their experiences in and around the classroom with empathy and humor, making them feel seen. Creator and lead Quinta Brunson named the show after her sixth grade teacher, who she said made her feel seen. My next guest writes, Abbott Elementary is a love letter to a profession that chronically never gets its flowers, and the love has been received. So with me now is Eunice Jean, assistant editor at Fast Company, for which she wrote the article, ABC's Abbott Elementary is the love letter teachers deserve. Hi, Eunice. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
And we want to open up the phones right away for teachers and other school staff or anybody else who wants to tell us why you're watching the show. We know you're on Easter and Passover break, many of you teachers and other educators, and so you're around at this time of day to listen. So this is largely for you. And anyone knows who knows a teacher or knows a student, okay, that's everybody. Maybe you'll be interested to eavesdrop on this. Teachers and other educators, 212-433 WNYC, if you're watching Abbott Elementary. Tell us, how well does the show get it? What does it get right or wrong about life as an educator, particularly if you work in a school or a community that has been historically neglected and underserved around education? Who on the show do you identify with? What moments resonate with you? Let's talk about Abbott Elementary if you've been watching. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. So, Eunice, for people who've never seen the show, what's the basic premise, and how is it different from the many other teacher shows and movies that have come before?
Well, Abbott Elementary centers on a group of teachers centered in Philly, and it's really different from other shows just because it really kind of displays the realities of teaching, where it comes from, you know, underfunding, trying to, you know, deal with rowdy students, but the best way to deal with them. And I think it's really just a great comedy that Quinta has put out into the world that shows that you can talk about the issues without focusing so much on it.
Is Quinta Brunson, well, I see that she was raised by a teacher. Her mom taught grade school in Philly, and Quinta was in her class. How much of her mom's experience in the classroom is reflected in Abbott Elementary?
I think a lot of it is really inspired by, you know, just how she approaches teaching. I think in one interview, Quinta talks about, you know, going on carpools with her mom and kind of just listening into the conversations with her mom and her coworker. So I think a lot of that is inspired by those conversations, along with, you know, the sixth grade teacher who also inspired the name of the show.
We're getting some calls coming in, and we'll go to some callers in a minute. But in your experience as a viewer and seemingly a real fan of the show, how does it find humor amid the often bleak reality of disinvestment in urban public schools, which I think is an overriding theme?
Well, I guess we could really just look at it, you know, from the standpoint of infrastructure, where lower underfunded schools, they don't really have the best buildings. And I think in the pilot episode, you know, the Greg Avery, who's played by Tyler James Williams. There's like a toilet that explodes all over him. And, you know, it's really funny to us looking at it as viewers. But for some of the teachers that I spoke to in my piece, it's something that they have to deal with every single day. But it's different to view it on a screen and to kind of laugh about it later.
All right, teachers, who's ever had a toilet explode on you in your school building or any other experience that makes you relate to Abbott Elementary? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. And Nancy on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, I'm great. As a New York City high school teacher and a stand-up comedian, I really feel that this is the first show about teaching that gets it right since Welcome Back, Kotter, as far as being truly authentically funny and really dealing with issues that we really go through in the classroom. Now, for example, I'm a high school teacher, but there was an episode about a rug. And I truly understand with elementary school teachers the whole idea behind the rug and the juggling of priorities, like what's more important, holding on to your values or getting a rug, which the kids need, you know. So it's hilarious because people think, you know, it's all just about standing in front of the classroom, but there's a lot of priorities. I think the principal, the character of the principal is fantastic. Not everybody in the school system is there to like save the day. They're there to like move up the ladder. And the principal, you know, I think her character is flawed and funny, but she's also, you know, she's real. As an older teacher, the whole idea of the veteran teacher, she's, you know, whether she's really bitter and old or she really, you know, she has value because she has experience. And then the new teachers who's coming to save the day. It's wonderful. I love this show. And when I was covering a class, and it was an education class in my school, and I showed the kids, they never saw it. And I showed them Abbott, and I showed them the television show, and they thought it was great.
Stay on for a second, Nancy.
Sure.
Let me play a one-minute scene from the show, because I think it relates to just the kind of thing you're describing here. This is an early scene that establishes the premise in that the teachers at Abbott Elementary are telling the principal, Ava, what their classroom needs.
Whew, guys, I need a new rug. Mine is officially done.
Me too. I shook mine out and all of the asthma kids had to go to the nurse's office.
Yeah, mine's busted. And you can't class up a rug like you can a couch with a nice coat of plastic.
Hey, yo! What it do, baby boobs? What y'all think about this little film crew I brought in here?
Distracting, makes our jobs harder.
But exciting, we about to be on TV.
Because they are covering underfunded, poorly managed public schools in America.
No press is bad press, Barb. Look at Mel Gibson, still thriving. Daddy's home too, hilarious.
Ava's our principal. She has a unique take on her job.
She's bad at her job. What's unique is that she's bad at her job.
There you are. Ava, can I talk to you? I need an aide. I'm outnumbered in there. The kids are crazy. One of them told me to mind my six this morning. I don't know what that means. I need help.
Calm down. They're just kids. And besides, aides cost money, and we don't have that.
Right, but I just...
Do you want to split your salary with somebody else?
Do you want to split your salary with somebody else? Nancy, that kind of read right to what you were talking about the rug and stuff, right?
Right, yeah. That was actually the scene I was talking about, was that episode. Just like, hey, we need rugs. And the principal's like, she's out there. She's like, yeah, we're going to be on TV. You know, like, you know, but we need rugs. And, you know, so, like, it's more important sometimes that a school looks good. You know, like, what's their image, you know, to the outside world as opposed to what's really going on inside the school. That happens all the time. But they make humor out of it, which I find it's wonderful. And I really love in regards to, like, the principal. And, you know, she has her good moments too, you know, like she has a slap of reality. You know, she's not hiding the fact that she got that position because she knew somebody. And that also happens in the school system, how we kind of shift around leadership instead of putting like, you know, so it really touches on some real issues that are going on in the system that's good And that's also bad. And I love the Nancy, show. So
thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. And good luck out there when school resumes and you're back in your high school next week. And we were talking about the principal there of the school in Abbott Elementary, Ava. And I think Jeannie in Manhattan is calling in to say she knew a real life Ava. Do I have that right, Jeannie? Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yes. Hi, Brian. Long time listener, first time caller. I'm thrilled and incredibly nervous. And I love your show as much as I love Abbott Elementary. I am both a product of a New York City public school, and I, for years, taught poetry and creative writing as a teaching artist. And I was in a school where there was a teacher that was very similar to Ava, but then there was also a teacher, a librarian, who was very similar to Mrs. Howard. And at the end of my residency, we had a poetry reading. There was an anthology of all the kids' work and a presentation for where each kid got a chance to read. But this teacher, this Ava-like teacher, had also written a poem. And she just popped up and wanted to be the first one to read. And she read her poem and everybody applauded. It was held in the library. And then she just waltzed out of the library and had no interest in hearing any of the kids' poems. And so the librarian just was irate and was so devoted to the kids and just was such an anchor in that school. So it really, the show just nails it. It just nails it. And so grateful.
It sounds like you were describing a scene from The Office, but set in a school. So that's something. Jeannie, thank you very much for your call. What are you thinking, Yanise, as you hear these first two callers?
I think it's just, you know, proof that the show has really resonated with teachers and education as a whole has always been overlooked. And I think this is really a show that can show that teachers deserve that the praise that they've been looking for all these decades.
Yeah, and the Mrs. Howard character referred to there as the competent, experienced teacher who has the respect of her colleagues and students, I think would be a fair description. And do you have a favorite actor or character yourself? Is it Ava, who's played brilliantly by the actress and comedian Janelle James?
Yeah, I love Ava. I think she's hilarious. I think, you know, she can be seen more of like as an anti-hero of the show. She does bad things, but she's not as bad as people perceive her to be. But I also love Barbara. Because of her, you know, she's comes from the old school side of teaching. So she's very wise beyond her years and really can serve as like a mentor for Jeannie.
Angelique in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Angelique.
Hi, Brian. I'm a longtime listener. I've called in from Oakland because I was teaching in Oakland, California for a while, and I taught in Brooklyn. And one of the things I noticed about Abbott Elementary is Jeannie, the main character, and her friends that are younger have this kind of like savior complex that is very common in education and can be really detrimental to students. And so like while I understand wanting to support and uplift students, the idea that you're saving students, even if that is essentially what happens, to just go in with that mentality is really detrimental, which I think Barbara does a good job of trying to ground her in and being like, you can't look at it like that. That's not what we're here to do.
And the teacher, Barbara Howard.
Yeah. And I think that like that's very common in education to get people who come in planning to like save kids. And they're really disappointed that that's not what happens in the classroom.
Did you go into teaching at all with that attitude and then evolve out of it? Or how would you say you point your own self in that work?
I think I went into education because I really loved teaching math. I love teaching math. And I've known, like, I've worked at all kinds of schools. I worked at Midwood High School, and I worked also in in California at an alternate education school where I was working with kids who were previously incarcerated and pregnant. And so I've worked a real, real giant scope of different students. And every time, I never think I'm saving kids. I just think that, like, I just want to be supportive and I want to be there. I want to be like an extra big sister or mom, you know, that can help.
Really interesting. Thanks for your work and thanks for your call. Yanis, we've got about 2 minutes left. You know what I'm wondering? Is it just a coincidence that this show, this love letter to teachers, as you describe, arrives at a time when the rhetoric, particularly from the right, has struck a real nasty tone when it comes to teachers, whether pandemic-related or culture war-driven?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, especially what we've seen with the pandemic, where parents were really pushing for students to go back in person so early on, and teachers were saying, no, this isn't the right way. It's not safe for not only the students, but for us as teachers as well. And I think a lot of people view teachers as babysitters. They don't really consider that teachers are there to teach, that it's not an easy job to really perform.
And off screen, have the creators or the network been able to leverage the show's popularity to benefit real life schools like Abbott Elementary? Or is that a goal, you know, beyond producers of a TV show?
No, I think Quinta and ABC have been really good about, you know, providing funding to these underfunded schools, donating books. I think Quinta even mentioned that she donated a good portion of the marketing budget to schools who needed the money, to teachers all over the country. And ABC has actually partnered with Scholastic to help provide free books to book fairs.
That's great. And you did that so efficiently, we have time to sneak in one more call. Jeff in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. We have 30 seconds for you.
Hey, I'll keep this quick. What I love about this show is that, I've worked in many schools in New York City over the past 10 years, and I feel like it takes the best and the worst of every school that I've worked in and sort of puts them all together in one little amalgamation for us to enjoy. You know, incompetent principals, you know, the young savior teachers, the senior experienced teacher who brings you down but sort of grows on you. That's what I love about the show. It brings the best and the worst all together.
Jeff, thank you very much for your call. Good luck out there. And there we leave it with Yanis Jean, assistant editor at Fast Company, where you can find her article, ABC's Abbott Elementary is the Love Letter Teachers Deserve. Thanks for sharing it with us, Yanis. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.